People don't just jump the fence if they're there professionally.
I don't want him to turn his camera off in case anything happens.
Oh, but I think
I was waiting for him to be blasted into his door, just like clean across frame.
You're listening to the Makey Words Podcast.
You're finding out 10 years late. What do you think about that? It's the business model. It's the business model. And we just looked at each other, horrified.
Hey. Oh, we're live. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
How's it going?
To episode 437 of the Deer Hunters Weekly Podcast.
I wonder how many of these we've actually done.
437. I said it once.
Well, is that true? Is that based on anything?
I don't know. But we're probably up in the 200s, I bet.
It's been said. It's been said.
Yeah.
At least 200s once.
200 makes sense.
So, yeah. A lot of big news this week. You know, in case anybody missed it. Cool. Act 3 was officially announced. The stream. The live performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very excited. Very excited. I had the pleasure of watching it. I know you guys also had the pleasure of watching it.
Pleasure of watching it repeatedly.
Yeah. Many times.
Yeah, Casey more than anyone, I think, has watched it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It gets better every time, though. But that's because I just see the next edit every time, and it does get better. Yeah.
It does actually get better.
It's it's edited at like an unrelenting pace, though. It's pretty high energy the whole time.
Yeah.
Thinking back on it, there's only like a few moments where it slows down, which I like. It keeps my attention for the entire thing, which like one location that doesn't have a lot to it, that seemed like it was going to be difficult, but I think everything just ended up working out like naturally.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I also really like the trailer. That is just it's like a 17 second long trailer of just us getting ready.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that too. I was like, I thought I was sharing it wrong because I was like, where is the music?
That was like, I was going through, because I was trying to think like what to include from song to song, like should it just hit each song? And then just by like nature in going through some of the footage just before, I think that's just before Poison Woman. But like, that was just what each of us were doing in order. And I didn't like mess with the timing of anything. It was just like fidget, 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 fidget. And just cut between all of us doing it right up till Nick counting off. There's definitely like an exponential in each of us before every song. There was like this exponential going from complete calm to like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Okay. And now we're playing and now we're playing and now we're here. And then just playing. But yeah, it's fun to capture. Or like after songs too, not to cut you off, but after songs were also funny moments of like everyone just looking around at each other.
Deep breathing.
Yeah, I think it's funny because that is kind of what it is like when we're on stage. The difference is you can't hear people yelling at us in that clip.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
True.
Which I kind of miss. It's kind of fun to hear just people yell ridiculous, dumb shit.
I should have edited like wind into the between between the songs. Just that just fades up while we're fading out from each song. Hollow, like fantasy hollow. Wind. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh.
Like, this is it, boys. This is it. It's outside. The nothing is here. But I'm super stoked that people get to watch it, as arrogant as that sounds. Like, I think it's super fun. I at the other side of it just think it plays as like a super fun performance.
I don't even know. Well, yeah, it's not guilty at all. I just have thoroughly enjoyed watching it. Like, I it might be video wise or performance wise, I think one of the best things we've ever done, if not the definitely the Yeah, performances I think so. Captured on camera. It's just like everyone's fucking tight. And during it, I'm sure we all were just fucking balls of nerves that it was. I was kind of beating myself up and like, oh man, I really hope that was good on my part. And then yeah, it's been nice watching it, being like, okay, I did all right.
Everyone did fucking good.
Yeah,
I think we killed it. It's what makes me want to do the more of them.
Yeah,
they're very rewarding projects to like dive back in to do it, to kind of like, I don't know, pack that much learning. It feels like a little bit like camp. It feels a little bit like a band only camp where it's like we're getting together, we're brushing up on this one thing and perfecting it, and then we're expected to like do this thing. But it's got such a different kind of stress to it than a typical show that I personally like am less affected by, or I enjoy more, even though once you play a show in front of people, it's over after the show is over. And this show was over like a month and a half after the show was over. That's when it was like, we got our mixes finished and everything finally together. But I do really enjoy it. And how different things sound.
Yeah, I feel like it's not just an update. It's like an upgrade.
Well, I want to say that. But that would take like thinking that I somehow did better than I did back then, which I don't necessarily think at all, but an upgrade in the way that it's us. Well, in the way that we didn't record that record live from start to finish, you know what I mean? We had months to work on it, but the performance that we did live, I feel like is just as good, if not better, as far as like capturing a rock band's performance.
Both Aiden and Andrew just fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, dude.
Andrew
has some of my favorite moments in the video too. Like,
me too, dude. He gets it in
mustard gas.
He definitely mustard, but there's one where he's doing a.
I think it's the end of What It Means to Be Alone. He has those crazy arpeggio things.
Yeah, it's just like I think I don't know. He's a pleasure to watch. Yeah, like it, sure. It makes me smile when he comes up and he's just fucking in it.
Casey, did we touch on you recently getting your Instagram back and how the hell that even happened?
Oh, I just did what I've been failing at doing for the past like few years. I did exactly the same thing randomly. I think I was adding the band page because I was like, oh, I'm probably going to need to post about some things. And since I got my phone on tour, I don't think I've had the band's Instagram on there. I was like, you know what? Let me try again to see if I can get my personal account back, because why not? And I did it. And then I got to the same place where you have to send in a selfie of your face. This weird thing that it's like when you're scanning.
Yeah.
When you're doing the Face ID scan. It's that kind of thing where you're sending this, like, rotate your head and you've got to hit all these markers and keep it there. And the bar charges up and then blinks green. And something that should have taken me like 30 seconds took me probably 15 minutes. Cause it was like, okay, that one's green. All right, that one's green. Now that one's red. Okay, that one's green. Okay, that one's red. I'm gonna go to here. Okay, now they're both red. Okay. Like, I could not get anything to work, but I got through it, and then like an hour later I got, okay, your account has been restored. Go ahead and log on. Cool.
Nice.
Then I realized I don't have anything I want to do with it. So it's like, I guess I got it again. I don't know. It's like getting a new iPhone or something like that. Like, why did
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's just got my face on it. It's a political season coming up, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you're gonna want that.
You're definitely gonna want to win those brownie points with. I'm gonna have to be doing a lot of reposting, a lot of virtue signaling.
Yeah,
it's gonna be rough for 6 months or so.
Yeah, you got a lot to say. It's about time you start saying it.
Who's even running?
What,
do we know that yet? I haven't followed any politics.
Yep.
Who do you think's running?
I love that question.
This is like this is like running? Infinity War. This is like Infinity War and Endgame. Okay,
Okay.
That's the situation we're in. We gotcha. Are now in the end game.
Is it Biden Trump?
Again. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And
oh.
It's like,
why did I think
two
it,
dead
there was
fucks
new
screaming into the ether?
Why did I think it was like the crazy dude from Florida?
RFK or
yeah.
No, DeSantis from Florida.
Oh, DeSantis is from Florida. That's right.
But I also thought for whatever reason RFK was in the running.
He was trying to be until I don't remember the number. 8 people rejected his suggestion that they should be his VP. And then he landed on just sort of some semi-anonymous woman that just donates to his
campaign.
You're
saying DeSantis did? Or
no, RFK did.
Oh, RFK did.
He had I think, I want to say it was 6 or so different people that he wanted as a running mate. And
he just held a raffle?
No, that's okay. I don't understand how there's no one under the age of even 60 years old that wants to do this.
I think there's plenty of people who want to do it, but you've got
so
many
legit
circles of hell blocking them from that.
That's fair.
It's crazy. I mean,
we are a country just riddled with red tape, regardless of if you need a tooth pulled or if you want to become the president. Everything's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you had me at tooth pulled. I know exactly what we're talking about now. Pain, estrangement from one's own body. That's
take
about it.
Man.
Take me out. Last words to the dentist before they pull my tooth. Hey, pull me out instead.
Hey, I'm done.
Out of what? Out of this
I'm
body.
Fucking done. I'm you done. Leave the tooth. You understand?
Yeah, leave the tooth. Take me. I'm the one who's rotten.
I thought Trump wasn't allowed to run again. I thought he's
no, he's allowed. Not only is he allowed, but there is a case being heard today in the Supreme Court about whether or not he and presidents in general should be immune to every kind of what's it called? Legality. That's okay. Being heard. If presidents
people
should just be immune. Legal.
People who are not guilty of things do not ask for immunity.
No, that's true.
They just don't. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It's gross. It's weird. It's scary. You know, what can you do other than fucking pop on some fucking Taylor Swift and cry?
Dance like no one's watching?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or cry like no one's listening.
It's vomit like no one's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes.
With howling screams.
Whoa!
Do you need help? No! What's the last time you guys threw up?
Like every morning when I brush my teeth?
You gotta just cut that shit off, dude. If it causes you that kind of trouble when you brush your teeth, just cut it off. It's just meat. You of all people know that about your body. It's just meat.
This
it's
is
just
true.
Trash
this
waiting true. To be trash. I think that's Max's quote, right, about food?
It was food is just future garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. It's just another way of saying that. Trash waiting to be basically. Trash.
I've seen some shit. What the fuck? Hold on a second.
Are you seeing
guys.
Shit now?
There's a guy like jumping over my fence, but I think he's here to fix the air conditioning, but I didn't say he should be here. He's trying
tackle
to
tackle that guy. Go.
Hold
and
on,
he
I
jumped
go.
Under? No. A repairman does not jump over your fence. That's. You should have left the camera on just for the sake of evidence, but all right. Oh, he did. Cool.
Okay. But I'm. Hold on.
He's trying to jump the fence.
That's fine. Just in case. I think this is a good idea. People don't just jump the fence if they're there professionally.
I don't want him to turn his camera off
camera.
In case anything happens.
Oh, but I think we.
I was waiting for
evidence.
Him to be blasted into his door, just like clean across frame.
Like a Tarantino fucking shotgun hit.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's a
pulled
good just
from
case.
Behind.
I'm sure this is all fine, but you know, he's alive. That's a great start. You're gone. All right. Yeah, yeah. Get that guy on camera.
Yeah. So.
Don't think of probably hear us. Don't even think of it. I'm sorry. Oh. Whoops.
I love all the little ways. All the little ways we can see. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. He's not here anymore. And who knows if he's even here anymore in life.
Still.
Who hops the fucking fence?
Yeah.
Cool kids? That's
insane. Like, oh, sorry. Kids going to look for a dead body? House.
Kids going to make a dead body out of a solicito?
Well, that's what I was afraid of. That's what I didn't want to have.
Maybe he just thought it was the front gate and
the gate
the door.
That doesn't open.
I don't know.
This is
sorry, I don't want to say.
Oh, Jesus, Nick.
He's somewhere in the house.
Have you ever done that? I think it's called. It's like a Brazilian lemonade or something like that. Where
I've seen it where the rind, or I mean the, yeah, with the condensed milk and the rind and the ice and everything. And have you had it?
Yes. I think the way that I made it, it was a little too riney. but there was a lot of
you
that.
Fucked it up. You fucked it up.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It looks delicious.
Very
it looks delicious.
I think I just might find a way to filter. The thing you wouldn't like, Casey, is it's extremely pulpy.
Oh yeah, fuck that. I thought you're supposed to strain it like hardcore.
No.
No?
It depends on the recipe, but pretty much no.
You sure?
Yeah.
Apparently it's called Swiss lemonade, despite it being quite popular in Brazil.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Well, I just looked up Brazilian lemonade and it came up.
All right.
No, I'm just saying, look up Brazilian lemonade. It does come up. I believe that it could have come from Swiss lemonade. This one shows the end process being putting it through a fine mesh sieve. Well, whoop-de-fucking-do, huh? Looks like you do use a strainer. I love those kinds of recipes because by the time you're, like, done with it, you're like, oh, it's just throw everything in the blender and then blend it.
Yeah.
The recipe always takes forever just to be like, just fucking throw everything in the blender.
At work, at the restaurant, fucking brilliant. I wouldn't have thought to do this. He has to process so many onions in a fine whole chop so they're still rings because he does these pickled red onions and we do them by like a huge amount of them. And so you peel them and he set up a fucking deli slicer to get the slice of the onion. So because
I've seen that done.
Really? Oh man, I've never seen that.
Really? Well, because you could just use, you mean like an actual spinning saw deli slicer?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like
we process like a whole.
Unnecessary, because you can just use
a mandolin.
A mandolin and just blah, 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 blah.
I agree with you.
Tired of doing it.
On a deli slicer, you still have to run your, you have to do this.
Yeah, but it's less, I don't know, less impact. It's the way he does it because
obviously he's a chef and I'm not a chef. I'm just saying when I need to cut, I have a little mandolin, and when I need to cut onions like super thin, it's just the thing goes in the onion. You just go like this.
Yeah, I have to use that tool because one time I didn't and I learned.
Yeah, I'll always use the tool.
He just has everything set up because his body's just broken.
How old is he?
46.
Jeez.
Body's broken,
huh?
Just working in kitchens for that long. Like he's got the like kitchen shuffle. It's just like
he only moves laterally. Is that what you're saying?
No, like just like kind of small steps. I don't know. I've seen a couple cooks have this specific, like,
yeah, they're probably tired of slipping in the grease and falling on their ass.
Yeah.
Son of
and the but he's got everything set up in a whatever is the easiest way on his body. It's pretty much how he set up his kitchen.
I know a guy that's been a barista for a really long time, and he has carpal tunnel from operating an espresso machine, and he has tennis elbow from doing pour overs. So just doing anything long enough will ruin you.
Yeah, I definitely fucked my elbow up from removing staples with an older style staple remover. And then I got the newer style, and I didn't undo the damage, but it definitely, like, don't have that nagging pain anymore as a result. Dad always said the right tool for the right job. And I feel like sometimes when I spend the extra money and I get that, like, oh, this is exactly what this is meant for.
Yeah.
This is so easy.
That's how I felt when I got the multi-tool. You know, the little oscillating saws? That shit is
funny that you brought that up. I was going to say saws are the number one place where I see that reflected. Aside from like the obvious, like screwdrivers. If you don't have a Phillips head screwdriver of the right size,
yeah,
you're pretty much fucked. But and also like the right angle of the bit at the tip of the screwdriver, that kind of shit. But like saws, where you're just like, a saw is a saw, but like
no,
absolutely not. Like a coping saw versus a jigsaw is going to be a completely different thing that just you can't use one for the other's job.
Yeah.
Like the necessity to own a handsaw, an actual typical handsaw and stuff like that. That's been needing to own more than one saw has been the worst part of being an adult. I'll say that. Yeah.
I wonder how Sauce is doing.
Sauce is dead.
He's fending off an intruder.
Yeah.
Again.
What kind of professional jumps the fence to do his job?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's actually terrifying to me.
I would be too afraid of getting shot.
No, Sauce is in the chat, though, so he's alive. He's just watching the stream. He's not participating. Oh, and he's back. Look at that. It's almost as though peer pressure works. Casey, did you see those built guitars that they have like 12 of? They made 12 guitars out of a 300-year-old pine.
Why?
I don't know, but they're like $4,000 each, and I'm sure they're going to be incredible instruments, but they're uglier than their normal guitars.
Interesting. No, I didn't see them. I didn't see them.
Yeah, they emailed me for some reason. I don't know why. No, I've never even owned one.
Please buy this. I am, since we've sort of like dialed things in with our guitars, I don't know. I mean, it's probably different for you, Sauce, but for me, like, I'm just not really looking at guitars anymore, weirdly.
Oh, dude, I have so many guitars in my place. I just, it's like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not looking for more guitars.
It's every now and then I'm like, do I want to get a built or something like that? And it's like, I just have too good a situation. What is everybody doing? What is everybody doing for leisure, TV shows, podcasts, things like that? Does anybody even have time to be watching?
We just watched, we were doing one episode a night of The Gentleman, that Netflix Guy Ritchie pickup.
I just saw
fucking really fun. Yeah. Really fun. The movie to me was one of the most forgettable Guy Ritchie movies, but the series we really liked. And there's something, it's just that it's weird because it's not Guy Ritchie. It's like based on, he only does the first one or two episodes.
Is he not like the showrunner for the whole thing?
No, it's just somebody else takes it over. You can just see in the credits, we noticed like by episode four, we're like, wait, it's not Guy Ritchie? Then we went back and it was like the first, only episode one or two. And then the rest is like, I can't remember how they word it, but it's like originally... original idea of Guy Ritchie, something like that.
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up?
Oh my god, you can't hear what I'm hearing, but it's slowed down like 500%, so it sounds like I can't hear anything you guys are saying. I gotta log out and come back in. Oh my God, that was fucking crazy. You guys were in super slow motion. It was crazy. So yeah, let me tell you what just happened. I got a text from my landlord like a good half hour ago, asking if the AC guy can come by, because we've been trying to get him here for like months. And I was like, no, not right now, because they wanted to send him over in like 15 minutes. He's like, no, I'm kind of like in a meeting right now. And then I look up and I see a guy like reaching over the gate. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I put two and two together pretty quickly, but he was trying to get over the gate because I had locked it from the inside. But he didn't know that I saw him, and he's like, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was definitely reaching over the gate. And he had
so he wasn't hopping the fence. He was looking for the latch or something.
Yeah, yeah. But immediately I was like, what is going on here? Man, I don't know. Well, cool, guys. I heard you guys talking about some sort of food while I was gone. Some sort of brine situation, I thought I heard.
Oh, they were talking about Brazilian lemonade.
I don't know what that is.
Apparently it's very Brazilian briny lemonade, unless you're in Brazil, then it's Swiss lemonade. Everyone blaming it on someone else.
Is it like salty or something? You say brine in there.
It has sweetened condensed milk and limes.
And limes. Okay. Sweetened condensed milk in a lemonade?
Yeah,
with
buddy.
Limes?
Wow, that's that why crazy. No one wants to claim it.
That's weird. I wonder if it like kind of curdles. I don't know how dairy like condensed milk is, but
yeah, the acid might curdle condensed milk. I mean, it would be immediately if it was going to. Maybe it being condensed means it doesn't curdle as easily. It's fortified.
I like fortified as an improvement. Like, oh, don't worry about that condensed milk. It's fortified.
It won't curdle. It's fortified.
Yeah, yeah. It's not highly processed. It's fortified.
I've been hooked on the just Kirkland brand cold brews. Have you guys had those?
Nope.
Not Kirkland.
They're pretty solid. Although, you know, I don't really have a taste for coffee, but
we can teach you how to make cold brew.
Yeah?
If you'd like. It's not hard.
You just let coffee get cold?
No. That's different.
Just all old coffee becomes cold brew. Yeah, there's some cold brew in the pot if you want. Yeah.
It's been there since yesterday.
I mean, it was hot this morning, of course, but you know, now.
Yeah.
People do think that though all the time. They think it is a cold brew rather than cold brewed. It's no one in any American coffee shop knows what the fuck they're ordering. It's been a very difficult thing in my life to encounter.
Yeah, it's very annoying ordering coffees, because I prefer like an 8 ounce latte essentially, which a lot of people know is a flat white. I don't really know what a flat white is because there's so many different opinions. But
this is a fight that I get into all the time.
I know, I don't want to do it, but I go to these coffee shops and I look, and it's like, okay, like espresso, cortado, latte. And so I'm like, okay, can I get like a latte that's like 8 ounce? They're like, you mean like a flat white? I'm like, well, I guess so. I don't know, but it's not on your menu. So, but yeah, but also no, because what is a flat white? I don't know.
Every time someone training asks me this question, I get a migraine and stare through them. And it's just like a whole fucking thing that I can no longer deal with.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you print out an explanation on like a laminated piece of paper?
Like, I'll tell you why. It's because no one anywhere has ever read anything.
Yeah, nobody's going to read that.
Doesn't matter if they're a customer, if they're an employee, no one ever reads anything.
All right.
Right? Are those the Galaxia? Is that what they're called, the bases? Those are already sold. You guys already did that.
That's just about to come out.
So I don't know if you want to reveal yet, but you've chosen production colors already, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's basically Nick's color from the last tour, like a Mary Kay pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then
looks awesome.
The closest to the green would be like a Sherwood green metallic.
They look good. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm super excited. Are Orion sold out?
Except for a couple where we didn't realize we had a little bit extra stock.
That's still pretty awesome. Seems like the guitars are moving.
We didn't even advertise them yet. We haven't advertised Orion's yet. It was just available for pre-order, and then it basically pre-sold out. And it was like, do we even bother advertising these now that nobody can get one?
They are fucking awesome.
I love them.
For anyone watching, Casey used one for the whole Act 3 stream. I used one on a few songs.
Yeah.
They're really clear, jangly sounding guitars. They're fucking great. Yeah. The pickups in those are awesome.
Hell yeah.
Do we have a time for the Act 3 stream or just a date?
I think we'll be releasing information, more information. I don't know if we have a time for sure, but we will have a time for sure. All right. Well, it's good to talk to everybody. Sauce, I hope nobody else jumps your fence.
I'm sure that you didn't get dealt with by a road repairman.
I'm a victim here, okay?
You always are. You always are.
And we just looked at each other, horrified. We have fun, okay? We have fun.